Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. That's a little Van Halen bringing this back. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. I want to talk to you about just the two of us. I want to talk about the velocity of change and how that's contributing to new customer expectations. You know, if you remember that song that Blood, Sweat, and Tears sang, written by Laura Nyro, the title of the song is When I Die. And here's the lyrics. I'm not going to sing it. Don't worry. I'm not going to sing it. And when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born to carry on, to carry on. Well, as we know, change has been the one constant of existence on planet Earth. Every generation gives to the next. So over time, fire became electricity and the wheel morphed into a computer. When one died, one generation died, there was a new one to carry on. And for most of the history of the marketplace, change progressed at a pace slow enough to allow the creator of any model, any particular model, a product, a strategy, a skill, anything like that, anything that you're going to market with, anything you're using to run your business, any self-contained entity, so to speak, there was a time when you could make a living with it for a lifetime, possibly even passing that model on to your children. Think about that. Think about the centuries where somebody could be a cobbler, a shoemaker, and they pass it along to their kids, and their children become a miller or a farmer or whatever. For millennia, we did that, right? Because change was slower. But within the past half century, this paradigm began to shift. During the second half of the 20th century, as you know, the life expectancy of a typical model generation, whatever that might be, a product or whatever, the life expectancy was compressed into what we're now calling a calendar year. But now the current system is creating something that's a lot tighter. And so, but back in those days, back in the old days, when I was working for corporate America, we could develop a product or a strategy and launch it in January, and it was good all year long. We made a living off that strategy or that product or whatever all year long. But now during the year, we had to be preparing the next year's model. We had to do that too, but we had a year to do it. Well, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? Well, buckle up, my friends. Because since 1993, when the internet became available, an unprecedented confluence of innovations has further compressed the time between model generations. This compression has produced a lot of anxiety, a lot of frustration for anybody in business who was in love with a model, with any particular model. If you had a strategy you used to could last you for a year, now it's going to last you for about 90 days. That's called an internet year. If you fell in love with it, you better fall out of love with it in 90 days, because if you tried to make it go longer than that, perhaps, you could be in big trouble. This is the time between models is really being compressed. Now, the headwaters of this increased velocity of market change is innovations. And those innovations are driving new customer expectations. You've heard me talk about this before. And those innovations have become so seductively elegant and seamless in our lives that customers often don't even realize their expectations are changing at all, let alone how fast they're changing. Customers often don't realize it. And so if they go away from you, you think they're mad at you, but they really, maybe you've just become irrelevant. They don't even realize they're not coming back. But what about your business's anxiety and frustration? Well, even if customers know that about that, they don't care. They don't care whether you have frustration because they worship at the throne of Whiffum. What's in it for me? That's where they are. I have good news for you, though. You can avoid high anxiety, frustration, and failure if you know what your customers' evolving expectations are, which you can determine by asking them. Here are five questions to ask your customers every day. What do you want? How do you want me to tell you about it? How would you like me to contact you? Number three, when do you want it? When do you want what you want? Number four, how do you want to use what you want? Can I help you with that? And number five, how do you want me to deliver it? Do you want to come get it? Do you want me to bring it on a truck? Do you want me to email it to you? Whatever. If you compare the answers to these questions with what customers told you yesterday, doing that will provide you all the information you need about current and future products, services, technology, whatever, including your social media and mobile strategy. Compare what they told you yesterday with what they're telling you today. And that will help you understand what they're doing, where they're going. So let me put all this in one sentence. If you want to know what your business should be doing tomorrow, next month, even next year, maybe even 5 years from now, ask your customers. They already know. Now, they don't know that they know. They don't know that the answer they're going to give you to your question, those five questions I gave you, they don't know that the answers they're going to give you to those questions are telling you what you should be doing, because all it means to them is, this is what I want. And all they want is everything. But when they tell you what they want, that's telling you what you should be doing. And when you compare what they tell you today to what they told you yesterday or a week ago, that shows you the trends, my friends. And if you'll do all of that, then you'll be able to sing those lyrics without any problem. Those blood, sweat, and tears lyrics, remember that? Only I'm going to paraphrase them a little bit. And when your model dies and when it's gone, we'll produce a new model in this world to carry on, to carry on. Customers will tell you about their changing expectations if you'll let them, but you have to ask them. They won't hunt you down. They won't grab you by the collar and tell you. You have to ask them because they don't remember with them what's in it for me. That's the world they live in, and you got to get it out of them, and you got to track what they tell you, because that'll tell you the trend, and that'll tell you where what you need to be doing tomorrow. 20 after. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.